Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. You gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. And it's been a minute since we've done a new episode, a totally new topic. And ironically enough, the topic we're going to talk about today is momentum. See, I've lacked momentum in some areas of my life recently, and I'm trying to get some of that momentum back. And unfortunately, momentum is not something that you can just generate out of nowhere. It takes a build, something, some kind of a catalyst for it to start. And then you start building on top of that and gaining momentum. But it takes and requires action. And that's one thing I have been doing, is I haven't been taking action. And that's me being honest with you guys. And this is what it is for me. I'm trying to build that action, trying to build that momentum back and get back on track, because it is June. So at the end of the month, half the year will have been over. And while there's been a lot of changes in my life this year, having left my job as a painter, our adoption being finalized with the kids, me being a stay-at-home dad now, and switching the direction of Step Up to Greatness altogether, it's been a lot of changes. But I've hit kind of a wall here over the last few weeks to a month, and there's been some things kind of played into that, but overall it's been just this wall that I have not been able to break through. But same time, if you don't pick up the sledgehammer and start chipping away, that wall is not going to go anywhere. If you don't start finding your footing or finger placement on the wall to start climbing, you're not going anywhere. So that's what I'm really aiming to do here, and trying to encourage you all to come unstuck, to get past that wall, to start building momentum as well. And so first I'll give you a couple examples of where I have kind of stalled. One, just over 2 weeks ago, I had a speaking engagement and it went really well. I was really pleased with the reaction I had from the audience and participation and the feedback I got. And I had some emails from or email addresses, some people sign up interested in my Goals to Greatness course that I have to offer. And I was really excited about that. Problem was, I didn't take action right away. The speaking engagement was on a Thursday afternoon. I had, you know, maybe 2/3 of the emails before I left the event that I could have sent out emails right away to say, hey, thank you so much, and you know, thank you for your interest. But instead of striking when the iron was hot, I waited a few days. Probably even worse, I waited till the weekend to send anything out. I waited till Sunday. So suddenly that momentum I built, getting their attention and excitement and interest in my course, kind of dissipated. And I've tried sending like personal emails to the individuals in addition to the links to sign up for the course, and I haven't heard much back. So that was one area where I stalled, when I had momentum and I let it drop off. The other part was I'd been working out on a more regular basis, getting to the gym a couple times a week, and then trying to be active with my boys at home. and it was going pretty well. I felt myself building some strength back up and was happy with it. Unfortunately, myself and the boys got COVID and wasn't going to the gym during that. And unfortunately, have not been back to the gym since. And I've signed up for a mud obstacle run in next month in July, thankfully towards the end of the month, hoping that would help build the momentum and interest. And it's just something about that week and a half, 2 weeks I was out because of having COVID again, kind of killed all that momentum for me. And so I'm at least doing some push-ups around the house and trying to make sure, now that the weather is nice, the boys and I are doing more active things. And I've looked at the scale, and thankfully I've been right around where it was before COVID hit. But it's been tough. And then the boys are in a little bit of a sleep regression right now, where they're getting up a little bit earlier than we want to, and that's the time I would normally get up to go to the gym, or they're getting up in the middle of the night. So then trying to get them back to sleep, you know, it's costing me about an hour or two. So rather than still get up early and go to the gym, I'm taking the opportunity to sleep a little bit longer in the morning. Because sleep is important too, very much important. But I want to get back to the gym and working out. So I haven't quite built that momentum, aside from doing some push-ups, and that still is better than nothing, doing some push-ups and some activities around the house. And then the last area where my momentum has slipped off has been this podcast, and actually my other podcast as well, Family by Heart. Because I had started, since I started Family by Heart, I'd started using old videos from my YouTube channel for Step Up to Greatness to kind of recycled some of those for podcasts here on Coming Unstuck. And it real simple with that, where all I have to do is kind of do intro, a recap, and introduce it, put it together, and put it out there. And I think when I started the other podcast and when I got COVID, I missed a week of both podcasts because of being sick home with the boys, making sure I was taking care of them, trying to keep my wife from getting sick. I missed, and then I just haven't used any of those past videos as podcast episodes. So here we are. Oh, probably over a month since my last posting here on Coming Unstuck. And so it's, again, me trying to build that momentum back. Because I love those old videos I did. I thought there was a lot of good information in them. And they are still very relevant and helpful today. So this is me building that momentum and going to get started on some of those past episodes or past videos to turn those into podcasts again. But, you know, the problem was I let myself get behind and I let myself stop. And then when you're at a dead stop, it seems almost impossible to get going. It's like something kind of mental break. And so the two things I will say and give you as advice for to get yourself going, and again, this is part of it for me recording this podcast today, is the two tips I'll give you come from one, Mel Robbins and her 5-second rule. And that is where you know you have something to do, you have to focus on it and count down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and launch yourself into it. Almost pretend like you're a rocket ship and blasting off into it, but get that thing in your head, because otherwise, if you just sit and dwell and dwell and dwell on it, you're not going to take action. You're just going to sit, well, I'll get to it tomorrow. When I have more energy, when the kids are doing this, or when I have this free time. Well, other things are going to come up. Life's going to happen, and you're going to find yourself either without the time you thought you were going to have, or you're going to have something you'd prefer to do instead of what you feel like you need to or should do. And that's, those things are just going to get pushed aside. So you got to give yourself the momentum. If you're going to build momentum from scratch, launch yourself into it with the 5-second rule. There's a lot more research that she did based on it, but again, it's kind of overriding the fight or flight system and overriding your brain that's going to try to convince you, you don't need to do that today. Don't worry about it. You can wait a little bit longer. Keep searching social media. Keep reading those articles you don't need to read. Keep watching that show that you already know what happens because you've watched the show how many times. So use a 5-second rule, count down, not count up. Because if you count up 1, 2, 3, 4, you're just going to keep counting. Trust me. So count down and launch yourself into it. And then the other part is you don't have to make huge leaping bounds into building that momentum. You have to start somewhere. And I know I've talked about it before, the aggregation of marginal gains. This is a system created by David Brailsford, who was the training director of the British cycling team. And the belief of the aggregation marginal gains is you only need to improve by 1% over multiple things. And those 1% will add up to make a big change. So it doesn't need to be some huge act that you need to do. Just do, figure out one little thing that you can improve by 1%. Try to improve by 1% each day. And it will add up over the course of a year, over the course of a month, over the course of a week. Those things will add up. And another podcast that I've always enjoyed listening to, The Unmistakable Creative, is Sarini Rao. He's talked about before, I know, either in one of the podcast episodes or in maybe perhaps one of his books. And it might have been James Clear as well, who wrote Atomic Habits and talked about David Brailsford and the British cycling team. But those small 1% could be so, so simple that you're just trying to improve a little bit each time. For instance, going back to the gym. Okay. Drive yourself to the gym. You don't have to go in. Drive yourself there. Maybe the next day you go in the gym, walk around the gym, take a look at all the equipment, visualize where it all is, and then leave. Next day, okay, you remember where the treadmill was, or where the bike was, or the rowing machine, the elliptical, one of those things. Go in, ride it for a couple minutes, go back out. Those little 1%, eventually, if you keep building on it each time, you're going to get to a point where it is meaningful, where you're going to be motivated to do the things that you need to do. But you're creating that habit, at least, of going to the gym. You might not work out, but you're at least going to the gym. Now, the thing to be careful with, from what I understand, is gyms like Planet Fitness sometimes have pizza available on certain days, or Tootsie Rolls. Don't go to the gym and then eat pizza each time or Tootsie Rolls each time. You're still going to the gym, so that counts, but you know, don't cancel out the progress you're making with that. It could be something like cutting out something. Maybe pay attention, if you're a smoker, pay attention to how many cigarettes you smoke a day. Eliminate one the next day. Eliminate one the next day after that. Eliminate one the next day after that. Now, I've never been a smoker, so I don't have the full knowledge of the addiction and how hard it is to break that. But those little steps are still something that could be feasible, and perhaps you'll have to get a little assistance with something else. But by slowly cutting that out, you'll have improvements on your health. So those are little ways to start building some momentum. Another thing to do to build momentum is eliminate obstacles. Okay, hold up. I want to talk about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms, such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Back to the gym analogy. If you're wanting to go work out, and you plan on doing it after work, make sure you take your gym clothes with you to work. Have your gym bag packed, take it with you, because if you come home and sit down, you're not gonna get back up and go to the gym. It's probably not gonna happen. I bet you 1 out of 10 people get back up and go to the gym. So take your gym clothes with you. Or if you're someone that goes in the morning before work, get your clothes together, your gym clothes set out the night before. So then you aren't getting up when your alarm goes off and having to find your outfit in the dark, and because you're not going to want to get dressed and go to the gym. So set those things out. Eliminate obstacles. If you have something that you're working on your computer and you don't want to get distracted by, you know, social media or wherever it may be, you know, if you use Chromebooks or smartphones or whatever it may be to do some of your work, there are ways that you can block specific websites, and so look into those and eliminate your access to those to help keep you from facing more obstacles. And then another note when it comes to momentum and the hard work that you put in, and there's not a good segue here, but it's going to make sense when I talk about it. I heard recently, I forget where the conversation was being had, but it's important to build that momentum and hard work and stuff, and put that time in towards the things that are important to you, and get that momentum to a point where it is easier for you to do the things that are necessary, so then you can enjoy the rest of your time, enjoy it properly. And someone was talking about the fact that a lot of like football players or NBA players work so hard during practice. And I can just hear Allen Iverson in my head right now going, practice? You're talking practice? I mean, we're talking about practice. But no, like, work hard during practice So then the games are fun. And one of my guests, let's assume it was last year, I believe. Yeah, it was last year. Alan Stein Jr. talked about Kobe Bryant and how hard he would work in the gym during the unseen hours when everyone else was still waking up. He was already at the gym doing some of the most normal drills that you could do. Not the most exciting things, but he was just doing these drills that, because he was putting in all that hard work on the normal drills, it made everything else that he did that much more spectacular, that much easier, more fluid for him to get to those more intense moves, and then made the games more fun, made it the challenges that you and I would think, whoa, I don't think I can overcome that. We're down 10 with 2 minutes left. Game's over. No, Kobe Bryant would kick it into another gear. But put in the hard work as much as you can. Really focus yourself. There's hacks like setting timer for yourself for 15 minutes. Work as hard as you can for those 15 minutes and then take a break. Then set a timer again, 15 minutes undivided. You're not looking at anything else. You're just focusing solely on work. Take a break. And the amount of work you will get done in that smaller amount of time will be insane. So those are just kind of some tools and tactics when it comes to building momentum. And the last thing I'm going to leave you with is this imagery. Is imagine you are pushing a boulder or a grocery cart full of food. Yeah, let's go with the grocery cart. Full of all this food up a hill, up a huge steep hill. And you're going at like a foot a minute. You're not making, doesn't seem like you're making much progress. But keep putting in that work, keep pushing, because if you stop, you're gonna slide back down that hill to the bottom. But if you keep putting in that hard work, hard work, hard work, this could be for a business you wanna start, could be hard work in your relationships, could be getting to the gym and getting healthy, could be any number of those things. At some point, if you just keep pushing and pushing, pushing and pushing, you're going to get to that top, to the crest of that hill, of that wave, and then you get to ride it down. Then it's smooth, it's fun, it's exciting. You're just going right down the other side of it. And that's because you put in all that work building that momentum. So then you get to enjoy the thrill of the ride. So even if you're going uphill, even if you run into a wall, even if you get knocked down, get yourself back up. Keep pushing, no matter how hard it is, because an inch of movement is still better than a mile of intentions. Keep pushing, keep going, keep moving forward, and step up to greatness. We're born into our names, but we become family by heart. I'm Dustin Gruss, public speaker and family transition coach. When my wife and I found out in the beginning of 2016 that we weren't going to be able to have our own biological children, just 7 months into our marriage, we were shook. Little did we know what lied ahead through our journey of infertility, foster care, and where we are now, having recently adopted our two beautiful boys. What we do know is every little bit of help we got along the way was priceless. And that's what we can expect with this podcast. Stories of inspiration and resources to lead you through that journey. From the heartbreak of infertility to the hope and blessings that come with foster care and adoption. We may have different stories, backgrounds, and names, but we're all family here. This is Family by Heart.